Ladies and gentlemen, we start today the fifth episode of the Chicago Free School Radio Show. We are a talk show with a sad message that includes a triumphant arc. Our last episode, my personal favorite, and I bet a bunch of people who recorded it loved it too, was deleted by my horrible, no good, very bad, ugly, rotten, lousy computer. But where many would see tragedy, I see opportunity. The opportunity is to re-record the episode with all the wonder and unexpected joy you might expect from this very radio show. And we're going to kick things over now to our makeup correspondents, Skylar and Mackenzie. Every day I'm shuffling.
Hey, it's Mackenzie.
Hey, it's Skylar.
And today's topic is makeup. Okay, so guys, the world is turning over makeup, whether it's smoky eyes or color block.
Some products make more money than others, but they're sort of pricey.
Yeah, that's right. Beauty costs, girls. So listen, there's of course L'Oreal, MAC, and Maybelline, and Clinique.
Okay, so, well, although MAC is very pricey, it's a very good quality lipstick and other things. And L'Oreal, they have different things like cream without a foundation, and skin firmers, aka wrinkle creams, which we don't need because our skin is flawless.
Okay, so guys, that's our segment. Until next time, flippity-floppity, flippity-floppity.
Next up is comedy!
Hey, Krista.
Hey, Calissa.
Do you know what zombie apocalypse going on? It's not hot.
Yeah, even though it's right behind us.
Hi, let's say hi to all the zombies.
Hi, zombies!
Wait, quit. Let me turn this off back.
Hey, Calissa.
What?
I think a zombie's about to kill me.
Call. Ah! Oh, fire.
Hey, Calissa.
Wanna go to outer space?
Yeah, let's go to sneak in at Area 51.
Yeah, let's go steal like your file and like a grab. Oh my gosh, there's Ripper. Hey,
Calissa.
Okay, let's go.
Where should we go now?
No, not to distract. I got belly on the dollar, so make it rhyme!
Make it rhyme!
Okay, so we go.
Hey, Drake.
I'm breaking up with you because you're fat and smelly.
Hey, Tom.
Tom's the trend, so overrated.
Hey, CJ. Go see 50 Shades of Red. Okay. And here's Dark Horse introducing Jim with Tech.
Well, hey guys, this is Jim, aka Shymatics, and today I'm going to be introducing the tech segment. And the intro music is This Will Be the Day. It's the theme song for Volume 1 of Ruby, and that's spelled RWBY, popular internet anime show. I love it, only available on YouTube. Okay, so have you ever wanted to use VLC Media Player on your Chromecast? Well, recently, with a new software update, you'll be allowed to do that. And all you have to do this is update your Chromecast, if it needs to be. I don't know. I haven't gone into the big details of asking Google questions about that. And then update to version 3.0 of VLC Media Player, and you should be able to do it, as long as everything works out. Also, with the new $60 a month GoPhone plan, which is ridiculous. I mean, the whole idea of GoPhone is to be affordable. It's from AT&T, by the way. I love it. I have it. It's cheap. I have the 10 cents per minute plan. $60 a month, on the other hand, gets you unlimited international calling. And, like, 3 gigs of LTE data and a bunch of other stuff. So, pretty good deal. And today only, presuming that you'll update this on the day that it was recorded, which Mr. Russell will now say.
Well, today is the 17th of February, Jim.
Yeah. Well, anyway, assuming you get it today, it will cost £319, presuming you order it from the UK. Well, guys, I suggest that you get that plane ticket and get to a currency exchange, because that deal won't last much longer. And, interestingly enough, there, if you go to Hack Shop, which is Hack Shop, yeah, just Google it, it will take you to a website where you can order all sorts of hacking gadgets. You know, the Wi-Fi Pineapple, which is used to hack into anything with a Wi-Fi signal practically. Again, there's limitations. You need to know how to program. But it's a good idea. Also, if you go there, you can get the USB rubber ducky, which is, computers recognize it as a keyboard, but you can use it to get data off of people's computers without knowing the password, all kinds of cool stuff. So, besides that, I'm glad to say that this is going very well. I love the tech segment. I love what I do. Have a nice day.
Now, Jamie here, ready to introduce brand new, drumroll please, Paranormal Studios!
Alright, Jiggy here.
Keon Davis here, dog.
Yeah, so let's start asking Keon these questions. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah, I do.
Can you tell me why?
I just do. It's like how you believe in Allah, or God.
So do you believe in aliens too?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in a supernatural?
Yes.
Why?
I just do. And there's another reason, but I'm not going to say.
Has it ever affected you?
I'm not saying. I'm seriously not saying.
Okay. Do you believe in demons?
Yes.
Why?
Not saying.
Has it ever affected you?
Not saying.
Have you ever read a book on demons?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What was that book?
It was like 2 years ago when I first read a demon book. Or was it when... No, it was 2 years ago, so I can't really remember the name.
2 years ago, huh? Alright, do you believe in ghosts? Final question.
Yes.
Wait. Can you please tell me at least why you believe in ghosts? Have you seen anything, like not any saying. Videos that convince you it's ghosts are for real?
No, not all the time.
Okay. Alright, Keon here, we just had a questionnaire for him. He's not saying a whole bunch of stuff, so everybody out there, good night. Or good evening, whatever.